Hello?
Hello, Kyle. How are you doing?
Hi. How's it going?
Kyle, it's going pretty good, brother. Thank you for asking. Kyle, this is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors here at Local Splash. You had spoken with Carlos, one of
yeah.
our agents. Wanted to touch bases with you, see if it's a good time to go over some of the details of getting your business up there on Google. Just want to make sure this is something that, you know, you're interested in, brother.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in, you know, because I've been looking around for companies because, like, the website that I made is pretty much like I just scrapped something together at one point, and then I got hurt. I blew my knee out. So I'm kind of starting back over, really, but I have all the tools I need to run the business. I would like help with leads and, you know, any way that I could, you know, I can receive some help with that so that I can just be out there doing the calls. That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. All right. So let me get some few details here from you. So, Venerable Drain Service. So you're a plumber, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, the category, it falls under plumbing. But I don't need a plumbing license to do it because I'm just clearing drains in residential and commercial. So any pipe fixture in the house or a business that backs up, then I would just go to snake it. So it's more of like an emergency service type business. Falls under plumbing, but you do not need a plumbing license to do it.
Okay.
So,
gotcha. But, anything that needs a drainage, you'll be more than happy to assist with that.
Okay. Because there's a couple companies that I spoke to where they, since drains fall, like, actually they're lead-based companies, like pay per lead, to where since it fell under plumbing, they couldn't just select a specific category in plumbing and then I'd only get leads for that, like just the drains. They would say, oh, we can't do that. You know, if you fall under plumbing, then you'd be getting all types of plumbing calls. So then I couldn't move forward with that.
Okay, so we can be a little bit more specific then in exactly what it is that you do. So you're not, you know, getting calls to install new pipes under the ground and stuff of that nature.
Right.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right. And then
Are
you working solo, Kyle? Do you have help? How are you operating?
Yeah, solo.
Yep. Solo. Okay, perfect. And then I guess I just want to be very transparent with you. I mean, are you in a position right now where you can handle more business from customers? I mean, if you start getting calls from the Google platform, you're able to take on more clients?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, bear with me here one second. Perfect. So what we would do, Kyle, we would list Venable Drain Service right alongside of your competitors right now, like Benjamin Franklin, Ryan Leverty, My Guy Plumbing and Drain, you know, which are some of the guys that pop up as top recommended options on Google. The only difference, obviously, we would have to be specific on what you do. Okay. Now, do you have a website for the business, brother?
I do have one. It was through, I think, Wix, Vistaprint. But I'm out in the park right now with my kids, so I'm not in front of a computer to give you the actual web address.
Well, it's okay. We can get that at a later point. I'm just trying to get this assigned for you so we can, you know, get it out of the way here for you. So I'll just need you about 5 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. All right. And then how many miles outside of Beachwood are you willing to travel for new customers?
Well, okay. So actually we moved to Manchester, which is only 15 minutes up the road from Beachwood.
Okay.
But I was willing to do, I was willing to travel, do two counties, Monmouth and Ocean County to start out.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there, because that would be pretty far in itself. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Jersey or not, because I was just going to go over information, because like in Monmouth County, if I were to get one in, say, Keyport, and then I have one in, say, let's see, down south, maybe like Manahawkin. That right there is going to be an hour going from one to the other. So that's probably as far as I'd want to do right now. Monmouth to Ocean County.
Okay. All right. What is that, about 60 miles, you would say?
Yeah, probably say around 50.
50, okay. And then what times would you like it to show on Google, brother, that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
Could be emergency service,
mm-hmm.
24/7. But
okay,
say
24, okay.
Yeah, we can just do that to start out, and then...
All right, I'll list you down as Monday through Sunday emergency calls only for now. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. And then are you on any type of social media, brother, like Facebook, Instagram, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I'm on there, but not for business purposes. It was just pretty much – well, actually, I did start an Instagram for Venerable Drain Service, but I never really got to, like, really implementing that because that's when I got hurt. So pretty much stop the process because I'm not going to keep doing it and then I'm not able to go out and do the calls. I blew my knee out. But.
Okay, understood. Now, the other question I do want to ask is, let's see here. Let me just make sure I have this correct. Okay. All right. So the reason I was asking about the Facebook, we work directly with Facebook since Facebook is associated with Google. So we would actually help build you a business profile for the company, and then we would take care of running ads on Facebook for you, and that's already included, okay? You don't pay additional for the ads, okay? Because, you know, if you get a hold of Facebook, they'll charge you about $10, $12 per day to run the ads. Those are included on top of putting you on the first page of Google. And then the last platform that we include, just so you're aware, is also Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we would also list you through the Apple site. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That generates quite a bit of traction. So, all right. So let's get down to the pricing. the important factor of everything, right?
Yeah.
I had a guy yesterday say, "Hey, Mario, you have me sold on this stuff." He's like, "But until I hear that pricing, brother."
Right.
Long story short, we end up doing business, man, because the pricing is actually quite affordable, Kyle. It's $299 a month. That's it, brother. It's $299 per month, and there's no contract attached to this. It's a month.
No contract.
No contract, which means that you have the right to cancel the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay, but then again, it's the first page of Google. You know, I highly doubt that cancellation will be an option if we're keeping you busy. I mean, because at the end of the day, what matters are results. There is a programming fee that is attached to this on the first month, and this is all across the board for new customers that we put on the first page. It's a $99 programming charge. You only pay that the first month, just so we're clear on that. Okay.
Okay.
Because there's no contract, and the reason that there's no contract with Google, and I'll tell you why, Kyle, because when something works, there's no need to attach somebody to a contract or force somebody to stay with you. When something gives you results and works, the customers stay on their own. You know, I mean, we don't need to tie someone down to 6 months or a year when you're not even sure if it's going to give you the results you're looking for, which is what a lot of other companies do. And then you're like, "Hey, man, this is not working for me." Well, too bad. You signed for
right.
Yeah, you're in for a year, man.
Yeah.
we don't roll that way, man. It's a month-to-month service. Our clients stay based on the results that they're getting. And I got to tell you that we establish long-term relationship with, you know, the vast majority of our clients. You know, I also want to be very straightforward with you and tell you that just because you're on the first page of Google does not mean you're going to become a millionaire. So let's be straight on that as well, right? I'm not going to come here and try to BS you and sell you the moons and the stars and say, "Hey, man, just because you're on Google, you know, you're going to quit your job and you're going to be rich." Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But we can definitely have the phone ringing, right, and keep you busy. And then that's all our customers ask from us. So now you're open to commercial and residential, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect.
Alrighty.
And it's just for drains, though. Like for,
just for
like,
drains.
Yeah, in a house, say, kitchen sink, bathroom sink, toilet's clogged, main sewer line, ejection pump is clogged, any sewage line, anything like that, I'll come out. Say if they're having issues,
mm-hmm.
Say if it's a septic, and say if they're having issues, it's backed up.
Mm-hmm.
I do a little bit of, you know, investigating and find out that their septic tank, they need to get their septic tank pumped. Then I would just, I can find someone to refer out. what else?
Okay.
And then say if it's commercial,
mm-hmm.
same thing applies. Any line that's backed up, but then also a lot of restaurants, they have grease traps. So say if their grease trap is backed up.
Okay.
I would still go out because sometimes it will be full, but the line is clogged, like the exit line is clogged. So then I would try to sneak it, but then sometimes it just needs to get pumped out to where, once again, I would just refer out to someone.
Okay, so you mean, the good thing is that you have that connection of a referral if you needed it, right? I mean, to say, hey, you know what,
yeah.
This job's going to need a little bit more detailed work that's a little outside of my, category.
Right, the scope of work.
Yeah, yep. Right. Okay, excellent. That sounds perfect to us. Okay, what's your last name, Kyle?
It's Venerable.
Okay, well, that explains the company name. Okay.
Yeah. I have a question, though. So, I was looking at the site last night, just reading everything and about the CEO, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, what would be total included in this $299 a month? Like, is it SEO?
Okay, so let me break that down for you to make it here in plain English. So
okay.
It would be search engine optimization. You're correct. SEO. It would be placing Venerable on the first page of Google under all the correct keywords, right? Because
okay.
that's where it makes the world of a difference, right? Because, you know, a lot of companies have their listing on Google and they say, well, man, I'm not getting any traction. Well, when we look into it, they're only popping up when you type in the company name, and that does nobody no good because when somebody goes on Google, it's like, you know, yesterday I went on Google, I was looking for an Italian restaurant. I did not put the Italian restaurant's name because I don't know it, right? I put, hey, where's a good place to go eat Italian food? Then Google gives me an option about six or seven guys, and I choose who to go with, right? So,
right.
That's another thing that we would be doing is making sure we're listing you under all the correct keywords, and those are all the services that you provide are going to be the keywords. Okay?
Gotcha.
On top of that, it includes the social media listing through Facebook. Nowadays, that's also generating quite a bit of work, and the ads on Facebook. Are you familiar with Facebook ads by any chance, Kyle?
No, I haven't really looked into that.
It's okay, man. I'll let you know how that works. So, this is what Google calls retargeting. So, let's say somebody goes on Google and they're looking for, you know, to get their, get drainage for their sink in the kitchen or the bathroom or whatever the case is. They're going to find Venerable Drain Service on that first page, right? Let's say for whatever reason that person just clicked on your listing but didn't call you. That same person, when they go onto their social media account on Facebook, they're going to see a commercial, like an ad pop up for Venerable Drain Service. It's like, hey, remember you were looking to, to get your sink unclogged? Well, here's Venerable, right?
Yeah.
So it's an excellent tool that Google uses through Facebook where your ads will start popping up on Facebook, right? So now So people that need service, any type of drainage, you're going to be one of the options on Facebook as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then aside from that, it includes Apple, right? And the reason that we work with Apple is because Apple has a partnership with Google. So anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, they will also be able to see Venerable if they're looking for any drain service on the iPhone. So you'll also be listed through what we call Apple Maps.
Okay.
And that has proven to this day to be very, very successful for our customers. So that's the other, platform that we would list you on. Okay.
Okay.
Would be Apple. So aside from the SEO, you'll have listings through, you'll be in a total of 5 different platforms. But if I'm being frank with you, brother, I mean, Google is the real, golden ticket. I mean, all these other sites, they do produce work, and that's why we work with them. But at the end of the day, you know, Google is the Goliath, when it comes to the internet, you know, so that's where you're going to see most of your traction come from. Okay. Now, what's a good email address for you, Kyle?
It's VENERABK at KEAN.edu.
At K-E, you said at what now?
Yeah, KEAN.edu.
Okay. And the first name is your last name, but it says V-E-N-E-R-A, and then I have a B as in boy and then a K as in kilo?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right, that came up correct. Oh, you have an educational email. I don't get those too often.
Oh, yeah, well, I got my bachelor's degree.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome, brother. All right, and then the 848-238-8371 number, is that a good number where we can place on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a separate number, brother?
Yes, the number that we're talking on right now is the business phone, so this is okay. A good one.
All righty, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right, so tomorrow, Kyle, is Friday. Tomorrow you will get a courtesy call from our IT guys, okay?
Okay.
The IT guys, these are the guys, I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. They're the ones that are going to put you on Google, do the Facebook, do the Apple
right.
website. You know, they do all the back-end work. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
30 minutes? Probably noon's good. Same time.
Noon. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, I have noon available. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Okay. Just curious, am I able to have some type of email of like, just information that you told me today about how it's not a contract if you want to. Okay,
It's going to come. Everything's going to come in writing for you. Give me one second. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me get that.
Okay.
I mean, it's still going to come in writing once I get everything processed, but I'll give you something now so you can have a little bit more, you know, ease of mind there. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because I'm just going to run everything by my wife, too, you know. 2 yeses.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Carlos had asked me to place a temporary hold on this for you. Okay, here, let me get this to you here in writing first. And
a temporary hold?
No, on the position, on the first page of Google, because the position's on the first page of Google, just so you know, and if you ever work with anyone else, the way that it works, and I'll let you know, is that to be on the first page of Google, it's not like anyone can come any day, right, and just say, hey, man, put me on the first page. It doesn't work that way. right? We have to have availability within that first page of Google in order to put anyone on there, right?
Okay.
So the reason I'm telling you that is because, you know, the way that Google operates, and it's not us, it's directly how Google terms and conditions, the way that they operate, it's on a first-come, first-served basis to get on the first page. But Carlos sent me a message, says, hey, I have Kyle who's very interested in getting the company up there. Can we block this out for him? I said, you know what, we'll do it for one day. That's why I'm calling you now. So I'm only asking because, I mean, I know you said you want to run it by your wife, but do you think your wife would oppose of you bringing in more work and having the company on that first page?
Right. No, she would not. Exactly. I get it. Meaning, like, I don't need the approval, but that's
no,
just the way we run things. You know what I mean?
I get it too, brother. You know what I mean? It's that's
the, yeah. I'm not going right. behind backs. No way.
Right. Okay.
But I have a question. It's just popped into my head. We live in New Jersey. What if we were to move to Pennsylvania? Would I be able to restart like a service area just through you guys? Same thing?
Yeah, we work with all 50 states.
Oh.
So wherever you relocate, we'll just move the listing to give you a new radius of where you would be visible at now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then now I'll have, say if I'm just like brainstorming. Say if I have a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Say if I build a lot of traffic in New Jersey and had clients and stuff like that. Is there any type of, like, say if they wanted to submit a review, like, do you guys help with sending emails out for reviews?
We would help facilitate the review by allowing one of our systems that, you know, you would send a text message out to the client and they'll just reply to that and they'll give you a review that way. So the reviews can still start, you know, they won't stop coming because the GBP, the Google Business Profile, we will keep that the same, you know. So,
okay.
So we want to make sure that the reviews are going to stay the way that they are, especially when they're good reviews.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I just send you that email, brother. Can you let me know if you received it, please?
1 second. Well, actually, this is the business phone, and that email that I gave you is logged into my other phone, which is at home right now.
Okay. Do you have a personal email?
I've been using my
use that
my,
one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I send you that email which specifies that this is not a contract, it's a month-to-month service. It specifies everything that we talked about and all the services that would be included in what the service that we provide. Everything's on there, brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So like I said, I have the spot. I mean, whenever you're ready to go, I mean, you let me know. You know, I got all the information I need to get the ball rolling for you. Obviously, the only thing that would be missing is the important portion of it, the payment. To get everything started. So, I mean, if you're able to, you know, do that today, I mean, we can get you going today. You let me know.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I'll probably just run, you know, talk when I get back home, and then go from there. See if I can call you back, maybe.
Yeah. You say you don't have the phone, but you have our number because I know you called before. But I'll send you my direct line. My name is Mario Mario. I'll send you my info. Once you got, you know, you're ready to go. Like I said, I'll do that courtesy and issue that first placement over to you. So I'll be on standby for your response, brother. If you can't reach me via phone, send me a text message, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Kyle. You have a good one, brother.
All right, thanks. You too.
All right, bye-bye.